The U.S. Supreme Court has decided to let individuals give to as many political candidates and campaigns as they want. The 5-4 vote led by the court's conservative majority frees up wealthy contributors to give more campaign donations ahead of the 2014 election. It will have an immediate impact on Montana races for federal office, such as the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives. But the state commissioner of political practices says statewide elections will not be affected that much. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce has the story.
The case is McCutcheon v. FEC, and in their decision, conservatives on the Supreme Court are knocking out the total contribution cap for an individual giving to federal races. The total cap is gone. So the contribution limits are still in place for how much an individual can give to any one federal candidate. That's $5,200. But before the ruling, somebody could only give a little over $123,000 in total. That limits the number of candidates or political party committees an individual could give to. That is what is gone now.
The ruling gives further ammunition to the wealthy in their efforts to buy elections.
Governor Steve Bullock there, saying it will erode the ability of everyday Montanans to have a say in the political process. He's one of several of the state's top Democratic officials who are blasting the decision. It continues a trend from the Supreme Court, starting with the 2010 Citizens United decision. That threw out spending limits by corporations and unions on independent political spending, that is, spending not in coordination with campaigns. Citizens United ended up having a big impact on Montana's state campaign finance laws, but Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices, Jonathan Modell, does not believe that will be the case with this week's McCutcheon decision.
This ruling had the potential to be extremely negative, and it wasn't.
Modell is sitting in his Helena office discussing the McCutcheon case with Mike Black. Black is chief of the Civil Services Bureau at the Montana Department of Justice.
Our office typically defends constitutional challenges to Montana statutes involving election laws.
He says the ruling lifting the total aggregate contribution cap doesn't matter for statewide elections because Montana did not have a total cap anyway. Individuals can give $170 to as many legislative candidates as they want, for instance. Black says, if anything, the McCutcheon decision reinforces the importance of disclosing the identity of donors to a candidate's campaign.
Dark money should not be allowed because of its corruptive influence, and because disclosure requirements are constitutional based upon Citizens United and emphasized in this new case, that Montana's approach to regulating disclosure and registration of people involved in the political process has been vindicated by this decision, I believe.
Black and Commissioner Modell say they are relieved the McCutcheon decision did not completely throw out contribution limits. However, that is what some were hoping for.
Didn't go as far as I would have liked them to go, but it's a good start.
Bozeman lawyer Matthew Monfortin supports the Citizens United decision.
Absolutely.
And he says campaign contribution limits are really in place simply to benefit incumbents.
For challengers to have any real opportunity to make a good race out of it, they have to be able to raise sufficient funds.
The McCutcheon ruling will change Montana's highest profile race this election season, the race for the U.S. Senate seat held by John Walsh. Senator Walsh is running to keep his seat in November. He's one of the Democrats sharply critical of McCutcheon, especially after he says Citizens United opened the floodgates.
And so now we have to spend more time, you know, raising money to be in order to be competitive.
Likely Republican challenger Steve Daines released a statement saying he respects the role the Supreme Court holds in protecting First Amendment rights and believes the decision was made with that protection in mind. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.